By the time he pulled up the mine, Jimmy Berg had caught as much metal as fish. Berg is a deckhand on the Aleutian Sable, and he was hauling black cod pots just outside on Alaska one day in late June. He had already found a 35mm shell in his pot, so he wasn't particularly surprised when he spotted this thing stuck to another pot a few hours later. It was a hunk of rust, the size and color of a brick. It seemed harmless enough until it shocked him.
It shocked me, like, three times, but it looked, it looked pretty cool. So I just set it right between my legs as we kept hauling gear and smashing pots against the side of the boat.
During a lull, the crew started playing around with Berg's find. He handed it over to another deckhand, Dan Stickney, who left the Marines 2 years ago.
Then I handed it to him as Cameron started cutting it open with a knife, and we found out it was a bomb. And then he ran around the deck, scared. Now the Marine is scared because he has a bomb in his hand.
The bomb appears to be a World War II landmine. I sent a picture of it to Grady May, a Navy researcher, for confirmation. Here's what he could tell me for sure.
Yeah, you should never collect that. If you ever come across something that you don't know what it is, you should leave it alone.
Leaving it alone is exactly what the Navy's done in Kodiak, Kiska, and Unalaska for the last 70 years. But it's trying to remedy that now. May is in charge of a new program to find and catalog unexploded World War II ordnance in Alaska. With the help of contractors, he's asking residents and fishermen, like the Aleutian Sable crew, for information about where the ordnance might be. The Aleutian Sable's captain, Jay Hebert, pitched in his 2 cents.
Just throw a rock, you'll land on some. It's everywhere. I mean, Kiska, when I was out at Kiska last, course, that was years ago, but there was ordnance everywhere. I mean, they just walked away, crashed airplanes, sunk ships, you know, torpedoes, bombs. They dropped bombs. Some of the bombs didn't go off. Well, don't dig them out or anything in the world. Let's just kind of leave them, because who's ever going to go to Kiska again, other than us, like dumb fishermen?
Hebert's not too far from the truth, but that's not how the Navy would put it. May says the Navy prioritized areas where people were coming into contact with unexploded ordnance on a regular basis, on land, and in developed and populated areas. They're still keeping those limits in mind. May says his search will only cover nearshore target areas that the Navy used during the war.
We find a lot of scrap in ranges and target areas. We find where the bombs exploded, the shells explode. We find a lot of that, and then about 10% of what we find, or less, are live.
It's that unexploded ordnance the Navy's looking for now. It's not clear how much is still here and whether it poses a risk to the public on land or at sea.
When you pick them up, it could detonate, but most of the time, especially in water munitions, they're mush and they probably are fairly inert, but you just don't know.
The Aleutian Sable's captain, Hebert, isn't sure if it's a safety risk either. Hebert's been fishing near Unalaska for 34 years, and in that time, he's collected plenty of ordnance. He's even developed his own strategy for making sure it's safe.
I have a bunch of that I've taken down, and I leave it on the boat to dry for about 6 months, then I put it out in my garage and let it dry for a year or two, and I figure if it doesn't blow up by then, it's not going to blow up.
That's the basic plan for the Aleutian Sable's bomb. Berg, the deckhand, says that the Aleutian Sable has been doing really well since he pulled it up. He thinks it should stay on the ship, as a good luck charm. They've agreed to keep a landmine on the bow for the next 6 months to let it dry out. Hebert says he wonders if the government won't come for it first.
This bomb, I don't know. I'm just waiting, you know, for the FBI or Homeland Security or someone to come, you know, and it's like they're going to confiscate it from us, you know, for national security reasons or whatever. So I don't know, but if they don't steal it from us, we'll take it home and it's like put it in the display case next to the rest of the junk, the trinkets and doodads from the ocean.
At the very least, May, the researcher, promises that he's not after the Aleutian Sable's good luck charm. His goal is to learn more about the caches of ordnance the Navy left behind and start figuring out if they need to be cleaned up. May says the Navy probably wouldn't come for the fisherman's bomb either. After 70 years in the sea, most ordnance is considered abandoned property. That means it belongs to whoever finds it and dares to keep it. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.